A Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find Blitz, click like, you are good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, you missed a lot of, well, talking about the Astros, who are up 4-2, thanks to Marwin. And Verlander has just gotten out of another inning, so they move on. So we'll talk about that. We'll keep you up to date and talk some football. Talk some fantasy football. So the Chris Harris fantasy segment. We'll have Brad Powers at 5:30 to talk college football betting. Whoops.
Sorry about that.
I did that the other day, so. And, yeah, we had a lot of cool stuff. We'll have a lot more. And we also had a little announcement. Not really a little announcement, but starting Monday, hour number three of the Blitz will be simulcast on 94.1, SportsMap 94.1, as well as ESPN 97.5. So you can get us on either station. And that'll start on Monday.
Hey, let me ask you something here. Did you see this video where now there is a redshirt freshman defensive lineman for USC named Liam Jimmons, who is now under investigation by Washington State University police?
Yeah, I did see this.
I got to be honest. And you know how I feel about fans rushing the field?
Yeah.
USC players are running off the field, all these fans running on, and he gets in one guy's way, the guy throws him down out of his way. I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either.
I mean,
you don't belong on the field.
Yeah, the players are supposed to be on the field.
Clear. Yeah.
And this guy who gets hammered is not supposed to be on the field. I just don't feel bad for him.
No, I don't either. And I if I'm a player, I don't know if one of these drunk idiots is going to do something.
Yeah. Washington State University Police Assistant Chief Steve Hansen says, we are looking into it. We're still gathering information, talking to witnesses, reaching out to USC to see if we can interview or they'll interview the player for us. They'll send it over to the PA's office and see what they think. Earliest is going to be next week that we get all this combined. Hansen went on to say that Washington State Police have been involved or have been in contact with the victim trying to gather some medical information to document the injuries. Clay Helton said that Jimmons is being disciplined internally, said we're aware of the situation, discipline has been taken, discipline will remain in-house.
And he got spanked.
I mean, listen, does he shove the dude down? Absolutely. The guy runs right in front of his path that he's running off the field. I don't feel bad for you if you're a fan and you run onto the field, you rush the field, and you get flattened. I don't feel bad for you. That's the risk you run, bro.
I'd love to argue with you, but I agree with you 100%.
How do you feel, Miss Jong? You're a crowd. You're a fan. Yeah, you're a field rusher.
I did it once in college.
Did you run into any players?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, what do you
think? If you had run in one's path and he'd shoved you down,
that's on you, right?
If you're talking to college me,
yeah. You thinks it's all his fault.
Yeah.
Right.
College, you watched wrestling.
But now that you're a grown-up and you realize that there's no business for college kids to be rushing the field, that's on him.
Yeah, but I guess like the players, if people do rush the field and you're on the winning team, and the winning, especially if you're at home, those players either will get off the field or they'll tend to celebrate with you. So I don't think...
I'm talking about the USC players are running off the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, if a Southern Miss guy... Yeah, had run over you.
Yeah, then yeah, that would be my fault.
Yeah, you got. I
it's kind of like banned on the field, you know.
Yeah,
banned on the field. Boom. I don't feel sorry for that kid with the trombone.
No. That's what you get for being on the field.
We're not going to win this one with those guys.
Though. Oh, I know. The college guy thinks
you're just old and you're no fun. And
we're allowed.
Excited.
Okay. Think that if you want. I'm telling you now, you're a dummy. And you got run over, so that's what you get.
Watch him file some kind of lawsuit against him now.
Well, whatever.
That would be, yeah, if they don't do criminal charges, I'm going to file a civil suit against this guy because he shoved me down.
Wah. Man, listen, you run out on that field, and
it's on you. That's the thing.
Listen, if a player punches you, that's a different situation.
Yeah.
But this guy just shoves you down because you run in his path as he's running off the field. And those USC players, to me, the fans start rushing the field, you got every right to get off that field as fast as you can.
Well,
if someone gets in your way and you truck them, that's their problem.
I still think it's dangerous. Yeah. I really do.
Well, clearly it is.
And for the players, too. You had a bunch of drunks running on the field. Oh, by the way, let's see if this works. Hey, Bregman, I'd trade you and a whole bunch of guys for Chris Sale. Let's see if it works this time.
I think it will.
Yeah? As he's done pretty well his first two times.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated.
But yeah, I just can't feel bad for you. You don't belong on the field. Those players do. That's like, you know, it's like Harambe, Fred.
He's still dead, you know that.
I know he's still dead. But Harambe did nothing wrong here. Harambe was just, he was being where he was supposed to be.
Yeah, and
some kid got in where he wasn't supposed to be.
People are sympathetic to Harambe. Why aren't they to USC?
They should be. Maybe because this guy didn't get shot. Instead, he's getting criminal charges, which that's like the human equivalent. If you're wildlife, you get shot.
The Bregman try didn't work.
Oh, struck out.
He just whiffed.
Well.
All right.
Two out of three ain't bad, though.
No, he's. You'll take that.
You'll take
that against Chris Sale any day of the week. All right, do we want to do our culture test?
Are we ready for that?
I am ready for that.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, basically, this is from Culture Map. This is the 10 things to do in Houston this weekend. And we always go through and see how many of them that we would go to. So we see what our culture rating is.
All right.
So far, it's been like 1 and 2. Well, that looks like a drive. And is that a home
run? Gonzo?
Yes, it is.
Second one of the day for Altuve.
5'6".
Are they going to pull Chris Sale?
They got to be getting close, don't they? Fifth inning. He's giving up 5 runs.
I don't know. I don't know what his pitch count is. I think at this point, I get him out.
86.
Yeah, take him out now. And
you have him for later.
Be ready to start. Be ready to start game 4.
If there is a game 4.
Right.
If game 4 is necessary.
Well, and if there isn't a game 4, then you didn't deserve it anyway.
Right. Okay, first off, OPA. Thursday kicks off the original Greek festival, complete with homemade eats, refreshing beverages, dance programs, shopping, children's activities, and a playground. Portion of proceeds go to Harvey Relief. My wife would want to go to something like this, but she's out of town, so I'm going to go no.
I like Greek food.
I do too.
But I don't want to hang out at any festival where there's like a bunch of children.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Drong?
I've been to Greek festivals before, so I guess
this
I could see my
kind of thing.
Okay. I mean, I love Greek food.
Okay, so okay. Jong is 1 and 0 and 0.
Jong is definitely more cultured than us.
But through one item, yes, he is.
I think in general.
But this is just like saying through one inning, it looks like Chris Sale's better than, or it looks like Justin Verlander's better than Chris Sale. Oh, well, I guess we're 5 innings now.
We're 5 innings in.
All right, foodie pop-up. Head to Glitter Karaoke for a delicious beer-infused meal by guest chef Jason Hill. From H-Town Streets, the Dell. Dishes are $6 each. They include Lone Pint Yellow Rose Smothered Buffalo Wings, Avery Groves Elote Mac and Cheese Bake, and Buffalo Bayou Red Velvet Stout Braised Pork.
We've all been to Glitter Karaoke.
Yes, we have. I don't think many of us remember it. But
it's been a long time.
But for something like this, this actually looks pretty good. I'm going to go yes, I would do something like this.
I think I would be in on that,
Me too.
All right, so it's 2-1-1. Musical comedy. Obsidian Theater and Standing Room Only Productions present the Tony Award-winning musical, The Mystery of Edwin Drood. The show within a show is based on the final unfinished novel of the same name by Charles Dickens. I can stop there. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out too.
Maybe.
It's a yes or no, John.
I mean, I go to a lot of plays.
Okay, 3-1-1. God, I don't even know him anymore.
He's cultured.
I blame Teresa for this.
Listen, you get engaged. He's more cultured now.
Art show, Friday, October 6th. Triumph of the Human Spirit. Works from Houston's refugee and immigrant artists. Features the work of several local refugees and immigrant artists ranging in age from 24 to 70 who fled Cuba, Afghanistan, and Iraq for a better life in the USA. All proceeds from sales will be split equally between the artists and YMC International Services. I've kind of gotten into art. It's enough of a maybe that I'll go ahead and say, yeah, I might do that.
I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go no.
Okay. Close the gap by one on John.
So we got one, two, three?
Yes.
Okay.
Husband-wife duo Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's Soul to Soul World Tour stops at the Toyota Center.
I'm going to go no.
Not for
no.
me. Okay. Pastry chef Becky Masson teams up with Mark Austin, music manager and promoter, who represents some of Houston's most prominent acts, including the Suffers, to host a special breakfast brunch menu of delicious baked goods at Midtown's Fluff Bake Bar. It's a bake sale. I'm going to go no.
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 Stroll through the five studio buildings in the Sawyer Yards campus, Silver Street Studios, Spring Street Studios, Summer Street Studios, the Silos, and Winter Street Studios, and shop for original artworks from nearly 300 artists, including paintings, sculptures, ceramic, glass, mosaic, photography, mixed media.
No.
I might do that. No, well, not with the wife gone, I wouldn't. That's the kind of thing she would want us to do, and I would do it because I try to keep her happy.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
So I'll have to go no on that one. Which means I have to take the other one off the board, too, now that I think about it. So I'm back down to one. Okay, fashion royalty. The glamour and romance of Oscar de la Renta.
Oscar de la Hoya?
No. Golden Boy, I'd go see. But it's an exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts. I think we can all skip that one. Unless Jong's going to jump in with, oh, no, I kind of like this.
No.
Okay.
Maybe, is it Oscar de la Hoya in drag?
I wouldn't really want to see that. Okay, so.
I've seen that already.
Have you ever been to that Okra Charity Bar downtown?
No.
It's kind of a cool little bar. Marks the millionth dollar donated by the downtown saloon. Celebrate with a special cocktail menu, tunes by the Bayou City Brass Band, champagne toast. I'm kind of out with a band. Like, I wouldn't mind going to the bar to help them celebrate.
Right.
They do have a bunch of really good barbecue and stuff, but I'm going to say no on that one, too. And finally, Sunday, comedian Chris Tucker, best known for the Rush Hour films, brings his unique brand of comedy to the
smart... Is that what he's best known for, or is he best known for the Friday films?
I think Rush Hour was... Those films were really popular.
Yeah, I would say Rush Hour, because really? that had more of a mass appeal to it.
I would go to see Chris Tucker, but I'm not driving to Sugarland. But I would go, so I'll take that one.
I'd be interested in that, too. There's also a barbecue festival in the Woodlands on Sunday. I don't know how that didn't make the list on one of those art things.
Well, I know it's because you're a barbecue guy.
Yeah.
John, what about Chris Tucker?
I would go see Chris Tucker.
Okay, so you
But it's on Sunday night when the Texans are playing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
It was rescheduled from September 9th. That's why.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Well, but we would go. It's not that we're going, but we would go see Chris Tucker,
yes,
right?
Yes, I would.
I would go do
that. Okay, so the final tally is 4. Jong has a culture rating of 4. AJ and I have a culture rating of 2.
What's a good score?
I think 4 is really good.
I think 4 is through the roof, man, especially for this group. If for us, 2 is a big number.
So we're grading on a curve here.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. That's all we can do.
Now, as an Asian, that's probably low.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But there you go. Now we know how cultured we're not.
That's right. All right, I'm going to tell you about man centers. He's a man, baby. Women have OBGYNs. Men have man centers. Guys, prevention, that's what's key. You need to get checkups before you're starting to see symptoms of things like genital pain, prostate and urinary issues, or even STDs. They've got an easy annual checkup they do at Man Centers. It's going to help you lead a better, more fulfilling life. In fact, for the month of October, free male wellness checks for all new patients. An enlarged prostate could happen. That becomes an increasingly common issue for men once you hit 40. As the prostate grows, it could press on your bladder. You can have obstructive urination symptoms like poor flow, urinary frequency. It just a lot of problems. Even though the enlargement of the prostate is common, you don't have to live with the symptoms. The medical professionals at Man Centers have many effective ways to treat it. Schedule your appointment today at mancenters.com. They take most insurances. Just give them a call. See if they take yours. 832-358-8600. They focus on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on. Either give them a call, stop by one of the locations there on I-10, or the two new locations in Pearland and Tomball, or check them out online at mancenters.com. Mancenters, better lives start here.
ESPN 97.5. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Walgreens. Up on the North Sam, eastbound at Fairbanks, watch for an accident. There's also a problem on I-45 northbound at Little York. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef in one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And if you missed it in the first hour, we did announce it starting Monday. Hour number three of the Blitz will be simulcast over on 94.1, SportsMap 94.1.
Oh, we're making it, Fred.
Telling you, man.
We are making it.
And that'll be cool. So you'll have some options there. And I'm happy to be on SportsMap.
Well, it's your thing.
Well, the website's my thing, but the radio station, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, they wrote a story about the party last night.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Culture Map did?
Yeah. Boisterous crowd celebrates launch of SportsMap.com at Blowout Bash.
Was there pictures of us in there?
There's pictures of a lot of people, but honestly, I think they took photos of the pretty people. They didn't take any of me.
They didn't take any pictures of us doing the radio show?
I don't know. I'm scrolling through them now. There's Joel Blank. There's a picture of Joel Blank. There's David Gow and Craig Larson and Esme. I'm not going to fault them for being there.
Yeah.
There's Graham.
Everybody but us, you're saying.
Charlie Polillo.
Oh, boy.
The artist guy. Brandon Strange and his wife.
Cheetah Johnson.
She was there?
Was she there?
Oh, this looks like her.
You mean no. Cheetah Craft.
Yeah. No, I don't think she was there. There's Robin Carlin. And her
friend. It was her. It is her.
She really? Was there.
Yep, there's a caption.
Huh.
Oh
yeah,
my.
She was. I didn't get to talk to her. Damn. There we are. There's a photo of us doing the show.
How are we looking?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's my posture?
Pretty solid. Well, that's actually a good photo of us.
Okay.
But you know.
Oh man, Cheetah Craft was there. She was wearing like a dress with her midriff. She was showing off her midriff.
Oh man.
Her name's Cheetah Craft now.
Yeah.
By the way.
I've never seen her midriff.
Well, you could have last night. You missed
Damn.
Out.
Damn. Oh well. ESPN 97.5 sports reporters Tyler Scott, AJ Hoffman, and sports map editor-in-chief Fred Fowler broadcast live from Hotel Zaza. So that's why they were taking
They called
pictures.
Us sports reporters?
Yes. Tyler too.
They don't know anything about our show.
Interesting.
When AJ called sports reporter, he really not reporter.
That's some good.
You have a weird look on your face in this photo. I think it's like they must have taken it right when you looked up.
Yeah, because he's I was about to say, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you have that look on your face.
Well, great. I thought you said it was a good picture, Fred.
I think it is. Actually, you kind of look like you kind of got that WTF look on your face, but it's sort of sardonic. I kind of like
say,
it.
I looked
it's,
at,
a good, it's a good look. It's
I will
look.
Say I looked at everyone who was taking our picture that night
yeah.
like that. It was very strange for everybody to be taking our picture, I thought.
Lamont said a slideshow, you guys like, yeah, I'm... We know that I'm not a fan of slideshows, but that's okay.
Is there going to be slideshows on SportsMap?
No. That's one of the things that we haven't quite fixed yet. Though we have some, they call them photo sets there, which are usually like two or three photos, which that doesn't bother me, but our goal is to have the additional photos embedded in the copy.
Right.
Which is how I like things.
Because and that's one of the things, like, obviously the whole reason why Sports Map exists is because we want to give people an alternative to the Chronicle Sports.
Right. And scrolling through, who are the top 10 Texans? Scroll through the photos above.
That's like one of the crappiest things about the Chronicle Sports online, or Cron Sports, whatever it is, .com, is those slideshows.
Yes.
So you don't do slideshows.
I'm not planning to do slideshows. What I am planning to do, and this is one of the bugs that we're still working on, is photos will be embedded in the story. So like when you see top five Houston athletes and number two is Nolan Ryan, there'll be a picture of Nolan Ryan next to the number two. It won't be, you know, scroll through this.
Yeah.
I hate that. And I know I'm pretty sure that consumers hate it. You guys, if there's somebody out there who loves slideshows, it's like, oh, I really love going through these things, man. It takes me an hour, and they're really slow, and they're fun. Okay. Tell me about it. I think you're lying to me. But, oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in.
The Red Sox didn't listen to me about pulling Chris Sale. He's still out there.
And he's got a
man on second.
Gattis doubled down the line.
Wow. Yeah, Gattis should have listened to me.
Gattis has a couple of hits, doesn't he?
Yeah, so does Reddick.
They're going to rue the
day. So does Altuve.
They'll rue the day they didn't pull Chris Sale here.
There's going to be ruing?
They're going to rue. Oh, well. I don't care what happens to the Red Sox. I hope they lose every game.
Really? He went around on that?
Oh, I thought you meant really. Do I hope they lose every game?
No, no.
Yeah, I really do.
See, this is why I shouldn't be watching a game while we're doing the show. Because I was responding to that.
Okay.
That play there. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713. Yeah. See, now you're doing it.
Yeah, I'm umming the swing.
I don't think he went around.
No, it didn't look like he did.
By the way, everything that's going on right now is pissing me off about this game happening in the middle of the day. And I know the Patriots play tonight. I get it.
Blame the NFL.
But what about tomorrow? Why are they playing in the middle of the day tomorrow?
No idea.
Like, I get today, I get Sunday. Why tomorrow?
See, it seems like a sexy matchup to me, too.
I don't know about that.
I think it's a fairly sexy matchup.
What I mean, I would say it's at best the third sexiest matchup in the playoffs. Because Cubs-Nationals is clearly more sexy, and Yankees-Indians is more sexy. I think Astros-Red Sox is sexier than Dodgers-Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? Guess what they did?
They listened to me.
Yeah.
I called them on the bat phone. Said, hey, bro.
Or your Apple Watch.
Yeah.
You see that? The Diamondbacks are probably going to get in trouble because one of their coaches had an Apple Watch last night.
Really?
Yeah. They're investigating.
Why is he in trouble for that?
Because earlier in the season, I think it was the Red Sox. One of the other teams had an Apple Watch, and they were getting they got in trouble because they were trying to communicate that way.
I'll be damned. Well, don't be a cheater.
Hey, I've got a little basketball for you.
What do you got?
Like all the good players are in the Western Conference now.
Okay.
And Larry Brown Sports went and ranked the 20 best players in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Want to play your too high, too low game?
Let's play that.
Jong, I think you should play along with this because you're the basketball guy. Number 20, Marc Gasol.
That sounds about right to me.
Okay. Number 19, Nikola Jokic.
Do they
Jokic.
Have, like, the people that they left off? Are there any,
honorable
like,
mentions.
Let me hear the honorable
DeAndre
mentions.
DeAndre Jordan. Okay. CJ McCollum. Andrew Wiggins. Carmelo Anthony. Do not make the list.
I'm fine with... So far, I'm fine with Marc Gasol at number 20.
Nikola Jokic at 19.
I don't have a problem with that.
Mike Conley, 18.
Seems about right.
Paul Millsap, 17.
About right.
Damian Lillard, 16.
Too low.
Yeah, I think that's too low. Blake Griffin, 15.
Man, I hate to say this, but too high maybe. I'd rather have Damian Lillard than Blake Griffin right
Me too.
Now.
Okay. I'd rather have Lillard.
Boogie Cousins, 14.
I think that's too low.
I think so, too.
Best center in the NBA, probably.
I'd rather have Lillard over Cousins, too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah, Boogie's a little bit of a headache.
All right, so this will be your judge.
I shouldn't have said I'd rather have. I think Mark I think Carl Anthony Towns is the best center in the NBA. I'd take him over.
You consider Anthony Davis a power forward?
Power forward, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lillard or Klay Thompson, who comes in at 13?
Klay Thompson.
Okay. Carl Anthony Towns at 12? Oh, is that too high or too low for him, for Klay Thompson?
That might be too low for Klay Thompson.
Carl Anthony Towns, 12.
That might be too low for him.
All right, we'll have to start finding some guys to move down.
I'm going to bump some people.
How about number 11, Rudy Gobert?
Oh, I'll bump him down.
Yeah, I'm with
too
you.
Too high. He's good, but he's a...
One-dimensional player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good rebounder, too. So, he's a great defensive player and a great rebounder.
I would take Towns and Thompson over him, and number 10, Paul George.
I would, too. Paul George, too high.
Number 9, Draymond Green. Might be a little high for him.
I don't know if it's a little high.
Are we going to be talking about, are we going about this because, like, the way that if we were to start a franchise, this is the ranking? Or
I think it'd be like for this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Draymond Green.
I think that's too high.
You think too high?
Yeah.
I think it's about right.
I'm with him.
I think he's bottom of the top 10.
I want to put right outside the top 10.
Let's see who's coming up.
I'm agreeing with John.
Okay.
Number 8, Jimmy Butler.
Oh, I'll take Klay Thompson and Draymond Green over Jimmy Butler.
I will take Klay Thompson over Jimmy Butler. I will take I'll take Carl Anthony Towns over Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Number 7, Chris Paul.
Too high.
Number 6.
Mostly because he just can't stay healthy. John, I mean, when he's on the floor, he's great, but he's never healthy.
I think it's about right.
Number 6, Anthony Davis.
Ooh.
Well, that's the same thing with Chris Paul. He's more injury-prone than Chris Paul.
Wasn't last year the first time he played in 70 games?
Yeah. Boy, I mean, that's when you think about Anthony Davis, number 6, like that's how stacked the Western Conference is.
Yeah, and you'll argue the order of these other ones, but you're not going to argue the players.
But also, I think Anthony Davis now has the stigma of good player, great player on a bad team.
I mean, which, it's the DeMarcus Cousins.
And Kevin Love and Chris Bosh. Yeah, so is he a good player on a crappy team, or is he a good player, just a good player?
Like, would he be a good player? Would he be better?
Is he Kevin Love or Chris Bosh?
Right. Would you rather him be, like, your second or third option?
Exactly.
Versus being the man?
Even though, eye test-wise, I say he's much better than what Kevin Love was in Minnesota and much better than what Chris Bosh was in Toronto, but his teams can't win.
Well, if New Orleans can add someone in the backcourt to Cousins and Anthony Davis, they may be on to something with those three. But that guy's not there.
Well, you guys got interested in this. I like this.
I like it.
Number 5, James Harden.
Well, in my head, I've already mapped out who the top other 5 are. So I'm going to go just right on James Harden.
I will say this. I think you can argue the order of the top 5. I don't think you can argue the players. Like, I think those are the 5 best.
I think he's a slot too high. Or too low. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook is 4.
I would have flipped those two.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean,
It's preference. I mean, basically,
it's about what you prefer.
They both had ridiculous seasons last year.
I think the top 3, whatever order you put them in, are not arguable. Like, you said you could argue the top 5. I think it's the top 3. Those are the 3 that...
I think you could put Curry in that Westbrook-Harden conversation. He's 3rd.
I think Curry's a different level than Harden and Westbrook.
I think Curry at 3 is right.
I agree that it's right, but I think that those 3 are a lot closer than 2-1, which is Kawhi Leonard's 2. Although he's hurt. He's not going to even play in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't care about that, though, but that makes me wonder, I don't know. I don't know if I would prefer him or
Kevin Durant.
I mean, Kevin Durant's gotten better defensively. I think part of that is he plays on a team that emphasizes defense finally. Kawhi Leonard's so great defensively. I don't know. I don't know which one I'd prefer, but I won't argue either way. So I think the Kevin Durant thing and really the Steph Curry deal comes down to he's playing with Kevin Durant now, and he's just sort of... Because Steph Curry, you could easily argue if Kevin Durant wasn't on his team, Steph Curry could be number 1 because he might be coming off his 3rd straight MVP campaign. So...
Yeah, that's what makes this hard, frankly.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Like, if you took Steph Curry and put him on the Rockets, would he have the numbers that Harden did? Maybe, probably.
It's interesting when you've got 4 borderline I mean, you can argue that there's four of the 10 best players in the conference on one team. It's almost not fair.
I think they have the West has the five of the best 10.
You think that that what now?
You said they have the four of the best 10?
Golden State.
Oh, yeah. I think you meant the West. Okay.
No, I'm saying Golden State has four of the best 10 in the West. That's what's crazy. It's almost unfair.
Man, I think the West has five of the best 6 players in the NBA.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think I'd argue that. I mean, who besides LeBron are you shoehorning into that conversation?
Kyrie and John Wall. Nah. Those are the but they probably fall behind James Harden.
John Wall, I'd listen to an argument for, but I still wouldn't put him in there.
I'm with you.
Somebody asked, well, having the third hour of the Blitz on both stations cramp your style? You've broadcast in the past, not for kids stuff in the last hour. No, nothing changes. Nothing changes.
Nothing's
changed.
Yeah. And somebody else was asking, when was the last time the Astros, Texans, and Rockets all made the playoffs? You've got to go all the way back to 2015.
Long, long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. My 2-year-old was just getting born back then. All right, guys, we're going to have Brad Powers on next to talk a little college football wagering. And if you like what you hear and you want to jump in and get some action, you know where to go, mybookie.ag. Industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on all the games. You got a game tonight that you can jump in on. You got some college action tonight. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Live in-game betting on nearly every sport. So if you miss the start, like I did with the hockey game last night, you can still get in. And they got a user-friendly mobile site that's terrific. And I love using that mobile site. I use it for horses, too, which a lot of mobile sites don't even have that. So, and they've got a really good race book if you're like me. You like to bet the horses and sports. And it doesn't matter if you've been a player for years or you just want to get started, they got you covered. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, believe me, we've all been through that. Come join MyBookie today. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or just go online. That's the easy thing. Mybookie.ag. Use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Quick update. Bottom of the 6th. 5-2 Astros. Bases loaded. And Marwin just struck out. So, one out now. This is one where they need a hit. All right. Let's talk a little college football wagering with the man himself. Lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow Brad on Twitter, at BradPowers7. Always one of the fun segments of the week. Always brings the knowledge. Brad, how you doing, man?
Excellent. How about yourself on this fine Thursday evening?
No, doing fantastic. So, I want to start off with, you tweet these out every week, but where the computer is off from the line, and there's, six games where the computer's off more than 3 points. What's the percentage on that when the computer is off from the line by more than 3 points?
Yeah, dating back to last year, any game that has a difference between my computer projected line and the actual Vegas line, it's beaten it by about a 56% clip. And we're talking about a sample size that's well over 200 games. So anytime, and it's just a pure power rating number when factored in the team's two power ratings and when you add in some home field advantage. So I got to be honest with you, it's actually a little bit better than my own personal handicapping. I should be blindly following my own computer projected numbers.
Yeah, well, and 56% is pretty damn solid. I try to tell people sometimes, they hear all these commercials about, we're 70%. No, you're clicking at 56%. You're doing really well.
You absolutely are, and you're making some really good money. And keep in mind, the break-even point isn't 50%, it's 52.38%. So anything above that is when you start making money, and anything really above 55% is really good. But when you hear people advertising 70, 80%, let's face it, they wouldn't have a service if that was the case, and they wouldn't be building new hotels here in Vegas if there's someone out there hitting 70, 80%.
All right, one game I want to ask you about right off the top, because both AJ and I like this one quite a bit. North Carolina getting 14.5 now at Notre Dame, and I noticed today Notre Dame's quarterback in a walking boot. Tell us why we're wrong about this.
Yeah, I lean with North Carolina plus the points here. Now, North Carolina themselves are pretty banged up, 15 players that have season-ending injuries. But, you know, you look at Notre Dame's side, and Brandon Wimbush, what makes him great? Well, his ability to run. He has 8 rushing touchdowns this year. And the fact that he might be less than 100% really makes me think that they're going to have a pretty conservative game plan. And plus, I like playing on outliers. And here's an outlier for you. North Carolina's in their largest home underdog role since 2006. So it's not a, you know, big premium play of the week for me, but anything above 2 touchdowns, and I like North Carolina plus the points.
Talk about the line movement on this Oregon game. And honestly, I knew that Oregon's starting quarterback was out to begin with, Hebert, but what's the big difference in who the backup is, and why is that making the line move so much? I liked Oregon at minus a point and a half, and I'd like them at any kind of points I'm getting with them, I still like. But why the movement?
Yeah, I think while he's not maybe a name brand, but you know, he had a good freshman season last year. He's off to a good start this year in Herbert for Oregon. And the downgrade for me in my power ranks probably 3 or 4 points. I got to be honest with you, it's just not him. They have some other injuries now. You know, it looks like Royce Freeman, he got banged up in the last game. Looks like he's going to play. They were without 8 starters in the fourth quarter of the Cal game, and were still yet able to get the front door cover. This was going to be game of the month material for me. I love catching Washington State off one of their biggest wins in school history, or at least in the last 20 years. It's their first road trip. I think Oregon's, you know, much better than a lot of people even expected, and a lot of people expect them to be one of the most improved teams in the country. So the fact that you don't have the starting quarterback, you know, obviously that moves the line 3 or 4 points, but I'm still leaning with Oregon plus the points here, and I'm waiting to see if the line gets up there to a field goal, and I'll be firing away on the Ducks.
Brad Powers, our guest. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. It's well worth your time. One of the teams that we've kind of been on all year is UTSA, and man, I noticed everybody caught on real fast because they opened -7 against Southern Miss, and that went to 13 like in a day. I guess people have caught on that UTSA is a pretty good football team.
Yeah, and they kind of snuck even further along under the radar because the first game against Houston was obviously nixed because of Hurricane Harvey. But we've seen that team go 3-0 against the spread already. Southern Miss off a disappointing performance last week, getting outright upset by North Texas. Does look a little inflated. I was ready to pounce on UTSA at anything in single digits. I understand the line movement, but wow, a 13-point home favorite against a relatively good Southern Miss program. I don't see too much value at the current line.
Alabama's just been destroying people. 26.5 over Texas A&M, and the Aggies have not looked good, but it's at College Station. You got any opinion on that one?
Yeah, believe it or not, I actually bet Texas A&M. I won't be giving it out as, you know, hey, top play of the week, we're going to go up against the big bad Crimson Tide, but just from a pure power ratings aspect, and I have Alabama right now high power rated higher than any team I've ever power rated in 10 years. So I already got them at the top of the top, and yet still from a pure power rating number, I think the line should be closer to 21 than it is, you know, getting up there near 4 touchdowns. Look, Texas A&M has looked relatively mediocre, but I'm wondering if they just hang on and beat UCLA in the opener, what this line would be. You just change it, you know, one score in that game, and I'm thinking this line's closer to 3 touchdowns. I mean, they have won 4 straight. They're more talented than Vanderbilt, and I think they're more motivated than what Alabama played against Ole Miss last week. So, yeah, in a huge line, give me them at home at night. I'm a little scared, but I did bet Texas A&M plus the points.
Well, there you go. You just made a bunch of our listeners happy since A&M's on our station. One more that I wanted to ask you about was LSU-Florida, and that game's only 2.5. And tell me I'm wrong here. It almost seems too easy. LSU has not played well 3 weeks in a row now. Florida seems to be getting better each week. I love Florida here. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're not. I don't think you are wrong. I'll tell you what was wrong. Me betting Florida above a field goal. I bet Florida early in the week at like 4.5. So that's a bad bet on my part. I had no idea that LSU would be taking a lot of money, and you got to consider it sharp because the public's betting Florida now. Florida's without their top wide receiver, and I'm talking not the top wide receiver entering the season. I'm talking about their leading receiver for the year, so they are really hurting at the skill position already without a lot of players suspended and now another injury, and got Darius Geis coming back for LSU. I still, anything under a field goal, are you kidding me? I'm going to be Joe Public here. I'm going to lay it with Florida. I cannot bring myself to having an LSU ticket with all the turmoil that's going on with that program. The Gators are the right side, in my opinion.
Let me stick with you on the SEC because one of the numbers, and I like what Vanderbilt is. I mean, they're not going to score very many points, and really they got blown out by Alabama, but catching 18.5 points against Georgia at home just seems like that seems excessive to me. What are your thoughts on Vanderbilt going up against this Georgia team that everyone's in love with right now?
Yeah, I agree with you. And let's just do some line comparison. Two weeks ago, Alabama's traveling to Vanderbilt, and they're laying 18.5 or 19. You mean to tell me in 2 weeks we got Georgia coming in here laying a very similar number? I like Georgia. Got them power rated in the top five right now. But they're not obviously not nearly as good as Alabama. And Vanderbilt showed me something last week. They didn't cover against Florida, but I thought they'd have problems picking themselves off the mat after getting crushed by Alabama the week prior. And they're right there in that game and actually deserved to cover on the road against Florida. You're exactly right. I think after back-to-back impressive performances, blowing out teams, Georgia's a little overpriced in the marketplace. And I think Vanderbilt plus the 17.5, 18, whatever number you can get out there is the right side on that one.
All right, that's Brad Powers, who does a great, great job for pregame.com and for us once a week, every Thursday. Brad, great stuff, man. Appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Take care. Enjoy the games this week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. That's at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. And I like that dude, man. I really
He's
do.
He's good.
He is. All right. 713-780 ESPN. Now 7-2 Astros. Looking good. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You gotta keep them separated.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Another day, another solid performance, even more so than we've seen in recent sessions as the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all hit new all-time highs today. The Dow up 114 points to 22,775. Tech, financials, healthcare all doing better today. The S&P up 14 to a new high of 2552 and a record for the NASDAQ up 50 points to 6585. The market getting help from solid economic data, the trade deficit shrinking in the latest month, jobless claims down last week once again, even despite what could have been some disruptions from the hurricane activity we've seen over the last month. Now, oil prices also rebounded 76 cents to $50.74 on a barrel. Republished reports suggesting that OPEC and Russia may extend a deal to curb production for some time to come. The dollar strengthened today. Gold down $6 to $12.70 the ounce. Long-term bond yields as money flowed back into the stock market rose, the price of a 10-year note falling while the yield climbing to 2.35%. That ahead of tomorrow's unemployment report from the Labor Department.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm David Gao, founder of Gao Media. Do you know that our company has worked with just one bank, Texas Citizens Bank? The team at Texas Citizens Bank understands our business, and they've been our trusted partners for almost 10 years. We deeply value our relationship with Texas Citizens Bank, and you will as well. Texas Citizens Bank, it's the official bank of Gao Media.
Texas Citizens Bank specializes in providing owner-managed businesses a full array of customized banking services. TexasCitizensBank.com.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, you work hard to ensure the health and success of your company. You probably don't have enough time in your day, and having a little extra help would be nice. Equify has discovered five critical areas you can monitor that directly impact the bottom line so your company stays healthy and strong. We think these areas might surprise you. Download the Healthy Business Checklist today at HealthyBusinessChecklist.com. It's free. It's simple and only takes seconds to strengthen your business. Download it now at HealthyBusinessChecklist.com. That's HealthyBusinessChecklist.com, powered by Equify.
Luke's Ice House is everyone's favorite spot for football season. See all the biggest games, upsets, and nail-biting action every week. Luke's has the NFL ticket and all college networks, so you'll never miss a game. Enjoy $15 Miller Lite and Coors Light buckets every Saturday and Sunday, and enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's always good music, good people, and great times at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue in Beaumont and Nederland Avenue in Mid-County. Luke's Ice House, your home for football.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Thursday night burial. New England Patriots at Tampa Bay Buccaneers, absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There is no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you will have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright, favorites running away with a win by 3-4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. Documented 70.3% last season. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Account Temps. If you're out on the West Park Tollway westbound at Gessner, there is an accident off to the right shoulder. Do you need accounting and finance expertise? Call Account Temps. They can provide accounting and finance consultants when and where you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps or Robert Half Company. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito. Satisfy your hunger for shrimp and beef in one surf and turf sensation for just $10. Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz, presented by Big City Wings on Highway 6 on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Beaumont, we're coming to Luke's Ice House tomorrow. Join the usual suspect, Joel Blank and TBA, and The Blitz at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue from 1 until 7. Joel, Fred, A.J., and TBA will broadcast their shows live and get you ready for football. Courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. Coors Light, who also sponsored the party last night and the website. So, thank you, Coors Light. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this story, somebody somewhere bleeped up. Okay?
Okay.
We'll just start with that. Indiana State Police were called to the Backstep Brewing Company in Crawfordsville after someone called 911 to report seeing a masked man with a gun enter the back of the building. An officer fired at the man, later identified as Jeff Duff, striking the building nearby. He didn't hit him. At the time of the incident, a person there with Duff said the bullet went by his head. It was very close. The problem was Duff was not actually a robber.
Okay.
He was an actor filming a bank robbery scene. And
that's a bad call.
Yeah. So I don't want to think about it. If it had hit him, we'd be having a whole different conversation.
Oh boy.
Sergeant Kim Riley told the television station when the police said drop the gun, he turned toward the police pointing the gun. If you don't know it as a movie scene, how are you supposed to react? Shortly after the incident, they determined that the Montgomery County production was filming at the location, but no one, including the bar or the production company, had notified police or businesses nearby that filming would be occurring.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, it's fortunate that the guy didn't get killed. Because that would have been worse. That would have been worse, yeah.
That would have been worse.
And although it looked realistic, imagine the police come in, shoot this guy. Wait, cut. Can we do that again?
Start over.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, get up. Come on. Hey, get up, Jeff. Come on, Jeff. Yeah. Silly stuff. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, guys, if you are looking for a new career, and you thought maybe you'd like to work with computers, well, it's not too late, guys. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. There's a lot of people who've gone to My Computer Career who had no computer experience and just found out that it came to them. They can teach you everything you need to know there. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and see if it's right for you. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes are starting up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.